Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Hello!
That was very energetic of you.
I'm actually feeling good, Andy. I'm feeling great.
Okay.
More energy, more passion. More footwork.
Do you again,
bro.
Come again for Judge Fudge?
Judge Fudge. What a name.
Isn't that from How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Why was it?
You're either a fan of How I Met Your Mother or a fan of Big Bang Theory. If you were both, then you're criminally insane.
Absolutely not, bro. What are you talking about?
Because you just couldn't sustain yourself for the full hour of How I Met Your Mother and the hour of Big Bang Theory on E4.
Maybe not you with the fucking attention span of a woodlouse.
Yeah.
Check your mic. Is your mute thingy on?
No. It is now, it isn't now.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A little bit closer now.
I started picking back up on Young Sheldon yesterday.
Oh, man, I need to... Is it, what season are you on? Season 7 or 6?
5.
Oh, okay.
So we got 2 seasons behind. Season 6 is on Channel 4 at the moment, and Season 7 is the latest and last one.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I've seen some clips of it, and it's going to be a banger, Season 7. But I did enjoy Season 6.
Well, since it's ending, we're just like, we need to pick that back up again. Because we stopped watching it about
longing it
2
out.
Years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it. I quite enjoy it, Young Sheldon. I have a geezer at work we call Sheldon. So if you literally, if you happen to like... But like, oh, what's this glue good for? Will it stick this on? And as soon as you ask that question, he's in the vicinity, like, it's about this time you knew you fucked up. And you get a 2-hour lecture on the molecular complexion of that glue and if it's any good for what. You're like, fuck. Like, he's like, I really should know, really should look at my 5s and 20s. You're like, guys, would the M10 bolt do or the M12? Oh, fuck. He's there. He's just there in the background. You're like, you haven't got the thread properly done. You're like, fuck! All I wanted to know is just say yes or no. Just give me a straight answer.
Jesus Christ, man.
I know. And in your head, you just switch. Your, fuck, I'll never do that again. Huh? And you will do it 2 hours later without even realising.
I've had a shitter of a day like that as well today, man. Fucking everyone's just been on my case today because I'm off tomorrow going for a long weekend in Norfolk with a dog.
Cheeky long weekend.
Yeah, he loves it up there, man. So
okay.
What?
Everyone loves it up there.
Yeah.
Norfolk's a great place.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, this is the way you said, oh, he loves it up there.
He does.
Everyone, it had the intentions in my head of like, if he didn't have me and Mrs. Andy, he'd be up there all the time. Just takes a little drive. He don't work. He don't fucking work. He can do what he fucking wants. Sponging off the parents, literally.
You little shit. Yeah, no, he's good, man. Fucking loves the beach, running around, getting wet, having a little swim.
He's neither little nor his shit.
His shits are fucking huge, to be fair. They're like, yeah,
I
know, waters.
Man. I've seen them.
Like, I have to struggle. When I pick them up, I can get like 3 in a bag, like maximum.
I call them, my ones are landmines, little tiny landmines. Yours are more like anti-tank mines.
Have I heard of Hiroshima? Hiroshima.
No, I haven't. I heard of the map coming up. No,
I was talking about like the Hiroshima bomb, dude.
Oh shit! I thought we were going back to DayZ. Why would I think that? I don't know why I'd think that.
That's not even what the fucking map's called.
What's it called?
I can't remember.
It's Hiroshima Island, dude. Hiroshima. Hiroshima Island. Yeah. It sounds the same, man. Sounds the same. Yeah,
that's racist.
It's gonna finish.
Right then. We got to crack on because you got to get out.
Yep, we have.
Where are you going?
We're going to her like main pub just to see family, and one of her family friends is over from South Africa, so boring. It's sort of one of them things.
Boring.
For me, it is, yeah. I don't even know them.
Okay, well, do you want to plug me in, baby?
Sweet. Like I say, guys, you can catch us on Spotify, Pocket Wanks, These Nugs. Also, catch us on all of the platforms of the podcasts, anywhere really, you know, Audible, all of that. We're a little bit behind with the YouTube putting out.
I don't think it's even worth mentioning YouTube anymore.
Let's not mention YouTube anymore. So,
don't tell them your name, Pike.
Actually, no, we stream on YouTube, so we do need to plug the old YouTube.
All right.
A little bit of streaming on YouTube. We do a bit of streaming on the old Twitch. I will be streaming last Friday. Really don't want to plug that. That's a bit old now. and I did a little stream yesterday as well on the Bank Holiday Monday.
No, wait, this episode don't come out on Tuesdays.
No, it don't. We record on Tuesdays. I'm all upside down, inside out.
It's all broken. There was a new one that I found as well, and I can't remember where I found it or what it was called. But it appeared in our, and I was looking for our analytics. It was very boring. Boring conversation.
Oh, it hasn't got a good name. It hasn't got.
No,
like,
it has
a
got a
name.
Good name. I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, I thought it had a sick name. I thought you were going to have like, a real good name.
A real good name.
Nah, can't remember. Can't remember.
That's a shame.
Also, obligatory plug for the This Is Our Story. The hashtag Tell It For DayZ. If you find anything, you spot anything, shove that tag up it and fucking
get it right in there.
Why are we just so fucking
awful?
Awful, yeah. Like, we
just
were
awful people.
You were streaming the other day and I put in chat, because you know, usually people say, yo, spam the raid emote, spam the raid emote, or whatever. And I'm just like, because one of our emotes is a meaty with a human steak, right? And I was like,
yeah.
Go on, guys, just get your meat out for the raid and shit like that. Or when someone subbed, everyone get your meat out. Like, we're just two very awful people.
Awful. This is true.
It's not even funny. We're just going to hell at this point.
Blasphemous. That's all we are. We're just fucking blasphemous.
We had Bible studies last episode, and now we've come to the realization that we're going to hell.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
All right, well, on that note, let's roll the intro. Right, do we know what this episode is going to be about, Signor?
No, not really. I keep getting fucking done in at work, man. Like, just as I was about to sit down for like half an hour to an hour to do some research on some ladders for work that we needed for the vehicle, and then I was like, I'll do a little bit of a like research then, and I got called away for forklift fucking job, like to go and take some shit off the back of a lorry. I was like, then I just totally forgot to get back to it.
Well, whilst that was a wonderfully interesting story, I'm probably going to... I don't know. Do I cut that out? It's very boring.
It's very boring, yeah. I believe you should probably cut it out. Then again, you leave a fart in the last episode.
I edited it out. It's gone.
Oh,
I edited it out. So, welcome to episode
83.
This episode is, I am just deciding right now, and we are going to make up the content on the fly, about milestones.
Yes, about milestones, which leads us really closely into our Community Chronicles, Our Story.
Yes, which is where I got the idea for the milestones, because you said, hey, we can add them into the Our Story thing. I thought, ah, brilliant, that's a wonderful idea. And then I thought, well, what kind of milestones can you get in DayZ?
Loads of miles.
So, let's discuss some of that shit. Are you ready, kids?
Yeah. I don't know why I've done that.
Discord's so fucking irritating sometimes, man. It just proper mutes your mic.
We may have to move to some other form of...
I wonder if Vent...
Vent?
Not Vent. Wow, no, what's it called? Fucking Vent is shows my age. Fucking hell. Ventrilo.
Oh, yeah.
What is the other one? TeamSpeak. Here we can try TeamSpeak.
TS, Jesus. Someone talked about TS the other day. Sarah Moore was on about it because he was waiting for... So gas landed around him. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. But gas landed around him and he was up at the top of an ATC, but he never got gassed. He was above the gas. So he basically couldn't come down because he had no NBC or anything, no mask or no filters. And he literally had to sit on there. So what he done, because he knew he was safe, he just watched his old videos for half an hour. And then the stream went, and he was going, oh, this is when I was using TeamSpeak. And this is when I was doing this. And this is when I was doing this. And it's just so fucking funny. He is so funny. Actually, he's probably one of our favorite streamers to watch. Like to have a laugh about him and Gecko Fish are just absolutely very funny.
I've just thought of a workaround.
Okay.
Basically.
Workaround.
Basically. We've tried it before and it didn't work out. Well, we never followed it through, but I reckon we can absolutely do it now. We just need to actually do it. So you can install Google Drive onto your PC, right? And that will automatically sync up with the cloud. So you never have to send me a file. Now, if you record your voice on your PC and I record my voice on my PC, then we both have two super clear, super high quality voices.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is save your file into... the cloud, and we can do that automatically, and then I can just grab your file, I can just download it and then start editing.
Okay, should we do that at a later date?
Yeah, we're not gonna do it for this episode, can't be asked. We'll do it when you get your new mic.
Actually, do you know what, you say you can't be asked, but you don't say that often at all when it comes to this sort of lot. Like, you never say it at all, you always just manage to just, yeah, I can do it, and then you just crack on, it takes like 2 minutes. So you saying can't be asked must mean it isn't actually as
no
easy
it is
as
it's
it
just like
it,
you've only got 45 minutes so you need to go, so we need to record an episode. Yeah. I can't do it all, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. You can. You're actually fucking excellent when it comes to this sort of stuff, man.
Stop it. Oh, stop it. This is the countdown. This should be the last episode that you guys hear with Dave and his mic that's made out of a toilet roll holder.
This fucking mic's done us well.
Honestly, it's really good.
It's actually done us really well.
Really not that bad at all. but the next episode will be with your Vandervelbe, unless you got fucking scammed.
No, it's on Amazon.
I don't know. I've been scammed on Amazon before. I haven't. I haven't. I'm just making lies.
I thought that was the guarantee of Amazon.
Wait, you just end up getting your money back. You can be like, a box of potatoes. What are you sending me a box of potatoes for?
It says that arriving on the 31st. So.
You said 30th last episode.
Oh, I meant...
scammed.
I must have said 31st. Must be 30th then. Must
scammed.
Be I had delivery instructions.
What address is it going
I'll
to?
My address.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, so milestones.
Yes. Milestones. Let's do. So I'm thinking, right? Milestones in like things that you can achieve in game. So as a warm up, as a first thing, everyone has the milestone of your first kill. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first kill?
Yeah.
Talk to me about it.
It was on Xbox, obviously. On Xbox, my first kill was waiting on a stilted green as a guy come up and basically holding the door. He didn't realise, and you know how janky the Xbox was when we played it. He sort of janked and stood still when he opened the door, and you could always get someone when they opened the door. So it's like you could hold the door rather than on PC. When someone opens the door, they can be just to one side and they can see you sort of holding the door where you need to hold enough angles. Do you know what I mean?
So basically, you're telling me your playstyle hasn't changed in the last 5 years.
Negative, Ghost Rider. It's fucking, why change? Why change?
Yeah, that's it. Don't fix what ain't broken, boy.
Yeah, it's mad. Don't do it, man.
I remember my first kill, and I think I was playing with you and Mark at the time.
Yeah.
We were running from, we were doing the whole start. No, I don't even know what I'm talking about. What is the, what's the Dolina? We're on Dolina Road, but where's
what's that Solnichi
town? Solnichi.
Solnichi. Yeah, Solnichi was our favourite town.
We were doing Solnichi to, like, we were on our way to Dolina, right? We were halfway between there. And halfway along that road, there's a really big steep hill on the right-hand side. There's the wooded one on the left-hand side, isn't there? But then on the right-hand side, there's like a field kind of thing with the trees right on top.
Yeah.
Now, on Xbox, this is way back when, before there was like any sort of optimization, we didn't know about like SSDs or anything like that to make things play faster. But there was a guy coming down from the woods, and I saw him because all of his... Now, I didn't tell you this at the time, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but I saw him in the corner of my eye, basically because none of the colours on his clothing had rendered. So he was just like a white figure.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I've seen that sometimes.
With
the
backdrop of the woods behind him. So he stood out like a sore fucking thumb. Anyway, he came down, we looped around behind him and I killed him. I think I killed him with like a BK-18 or something like that. Not very good anyway. And both you and Mark were like, oh, that's amazing how you spotted him. That's brilliant. And I just proper took it as a win. I was like, yeah. But really, my fucking graphics hadn't loaded in. I saw him like a shining beacon up on the hill coming down to get us.
Coming down to South Park just to fuck us up all year.
Do you remember that at all or not?
I do not remember that.
Damn.
Exactly. I remember like proper milestones, like our first base.
Oh, do you? That's a good milestone as well. What's our first base?
Our first base was that tent that we planted down and we couldn't pick up again. It was like glitched in a tree. And now we know it as base area. Literally, it's our own personal call.
Oh, that there. Right. I get what you're saying. I thought you meant like we just put down a tent randomly in like Berezino.
Oh, no. This was our first full-on when we were playing official actual base. Yeah, actual intentional base on an official server. And we were there for 4 months without a touch. It was the most miraculous thing we've ever done in our lives.
I think we nicked those tents from, do you remember finding them above the medical centre below Novi Sobor?
Yes.
They were up in the woods. There was two tents in it. How the fuck do I remember this? I can't remember like my nan's birthday.
Yeah, we stole them from someone's woods and then we moved them actually not too far away.
Don't give any more clues.
Well, that's a nice radius.
That's closer than fucking Tissy.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Actually, that's another... we just inadvertently developed another milestone. That was probably our first base raid.
Yeah, yeah. We don't normally do that sort of shit.
Does it count as a base raid, though?
No, stash raid. We call it a stash raid.
All right, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever actually done a proper base raid on...
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
We done it with Jake. We done it with Jake on a modded server and when we had the house above the apartments at Svet.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went on a base raid and we had, like, the proper... Like, basically, I was just used as cannon fodder. Just keep reloading the shotguns.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. And actually, I remember doing a base raid on a server with... Now, this is way back before... This is before you joined PC. This is with, like, Defcon, Wes. We had a guy called Vasily, a guy called Yuri. Basically, Vaseline, yeah.
Had a guy called Vaseline.
Slippery little bugger. it was a server, it was called like Frostbite or something like that. I don't really remember what it was, but it was a server full of like big clans now, and it was also organic RP. So organic RP, for those that don't know, is RP isn't enforced but it's very much encouraged. Now we had another clan come up to us. Now we were like 8 strong maybe our little group of players, about eight people, and another clan came up to us and said, hey, we're going to go on this clan raid because they've fucking, I don't know, betrayed, I don't know, whatever kind of bullshit RP players make up in their head, right? And, whatever it was, like, he got my mother pregnant. And then, yeah, we just went, I can't remember, it was near Vibor. We went to a compound near Vibor, and they proper decked the whole thing up. But there was about 20 of us all charging at this base, and it felt like a scene from like Star Wars or something, like Attack of the Clones, where they're just like running in a line towards this goal of fucking this guy's day up. It was incredible. And then he actually, so one of the rules was, if you're being base raided and you're online, you're not allowed to log off.
Yeah.
So this guy logged in whilst we were raiding the base, obviously heard, because we killed everyone in sight, and then obviously heard that the base was being raided, so he logged in, and then we handcuffed him up. I say we, you know, someone handcuffed him, got him all like fucked up, and then he logged off, and we were like, what the fuck? Like, the idea was to like ruin this guy's day because he was being an arsehole, and he just got out of it. And the fucking admin said, so yeah, the people complained to the admin. The admin's like, no, he had a legitimate reason to log off, blah 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 blah. And I was like, okay, firstly, why did he log in the first place if he needed to go somewhere or be somewhere or whatever? And secondly, the admin was his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Really? That's really
not nice.
No. So we were like, this is fucked. So we ended up just like destroying the fuck out of the base.
Nice.
We didn't play the server much after that.
I don't know why you would. Sometimes you just like lose the interest after something like that, you know, like even in on a server where they still give you a loot back when you do put in a ticket, sometimes you're just like, do you know what, I can't play this server for a while. That does your little Swede in, you know.
It's okay to talk about it now, but we got done in, but actually that's probably a good milestone as well, an obvious hacker being killed by an obvious hacker. It has to happen at some point. But we got R700 on a zero server about a year ago maybe.
Yeah,
a long time ago. But yeah, I mean all community servers, they still have hackers. The difference between community and official servers is community have admins that can actually do something about it. Yeah. So we ended up getting, luckily I was recording it, the dude got banned, but none of us got comped, did we?
No, we didn't get comped. No, they didn't get comped.
That was a VMC, just... man. Fucking hate that.
Yeah, we were fucking running away from VMC so fast, like, no!
And the guy was on the other side, he was on like the Vibor side of VMC, but he killed me, who was closer to fucking Novi at that point. Like, he had to shoot fucking 1,500 meters and through two hills.
Yeah, he's mad, yeah. He got me good through a wall.
I think he got all of us, didn't he? In the end, he got...
Wes, Defcon, Wes, and Mark.
Was Mark there as well? Yeah, he was. Mm. Fuck.
Yeah, we're all waiting because I put the ticket in and we're waiting.
Oh, we haven't had a run like that for ages with, like, the whole squad.
No,
just to kick us.
It'll be a milestone when we all come on at the same time. But in all fairness, like, so it's not just milestones. It's like we'd like to congratulate like people that are doing like proper good milestones. So I know
Hang on. Are you going to bring up like people streaming milestones and things like that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was going to be like gameplay and stuff. So I was going to be like, you know, Paddy completing his first like year without playing DayZ. I'll play DayZ.
That's so dumb, man. How are people going to relate to that?
No, when he played DayZ, that was a milestone. When you get your friend to play DayZ, that's a milestone.
If you say so. I'm not adding that to the list.
Oh,
it's not going to my list.
Not what about like
things like making it to Northwest Airfield, getting your first car, getting to Tissy? They're milestones. And then tell me about the first time you did those things.
Mainly all with you.
Yeah, but the people listening don't know.
The people listening, the people's elbow.
Do you remember your first car?
Yeah, the car. We got a car on console. All my first time, really, mostly.
Yes!
My first squad wipe.
Go on.
I said my first squad wipe was on PC. That's the only real milestone.
The first car, I think I remember, was it, were we playing with, and yes, this is his name, it's not his real name, obviously, but we called him Monkey.
Monkey, yeah.
So we convinced our mate Monkey to get this game on Xbox, And we either found a car or got a car.
Yeah, we found it on that place just above Novi, you know, like the sort of massive like sheds.
Yeah. You're right. This is the same time. So we got this car and then we drove it, and we drove it to the north of the map. Now, none of us knew that iSurvive existed at this point. We didn't know the map boundaries or anything. We didn't know where anyone was. It was a fucking miracle that we all met up. It was only by experience that we managed to meet up with each other and recognize where places were.
Yeah.
So, which is why I think we liked Solnichi so much, because like it's one of the first places that we could recognize where we were. We're like, right, yes, I know where I am.
Yep.
We found this car and we took it to the northern edge of the map, didn't we?
Yep, we did. Yep. And where the big dips are.
Yeah. And we drove it all along the edge and thought, oh, fuck, this is brilliant. But when we got there, obviously, nothing renders in on the edge of the map.
Yeah.
And we took the car off the edge and it got stuck. And the wheels ended up like half buried into the fucking floor. And we're like, oh, that looks really dodged. Like, I reckon we should leave it. And then Monkey was like, no, I can get it out. He gets in the car and then instantly he just dies. You just see his head go like slump. Like, oh. I could still see it now because I was watching like front on. It's like, no, I'll get the car out. Gets in the car, sits down, dead. And then I don't think he ever played DayZ again.
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he ever come back to DayZ. It was like one of them things where it was like, fuck.
He never came back.
He was done. It was a game over situation for him.
That is hilarious when you think about it like that.
So I'm out. I'm fucking out of it. This game fucked me right up.
Oh dear. I don't really remember. Was that the first time that you remembered having a car?
Yeah, that was the first time I ever. I think that even was because before we thought it was so hard to get a car.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, nah.
I remember my first time getting a car on PC. I was playing with Defcon. I think it was the first time. It's got to be at least one of the first times.
Got to be fucking one a year.
And we were in Zeleno, tip three. There's always someone in Zeleno.
Yeah.
We were in Zeleno and we found the car outside the military area because I think there's like a spawn there. And we found this car. The problem was it only had three wheels.
I remember this one.
So we searched the whole town, couldn't find another wheel for this car. And this was back in the day where, and this doesn't work anymore, it works but not nearly as well as it used to. We thought, right, let's just try and get this car. We're going to take it back to the coast, pick up Wes or whoever we were playing with at the time.
Yeah.
So we drove it backwards. We reversed it all the way from Zeleno back to the coast with three wheels at like fucking 30 kilometers an hour. It was so dodge. I think, did I do it on stream? I think I was streaming at that point. How have you seen it? Did you see me do it?
I watched you do it on stream. I think
it
you
must
were
have been
streaming.
On stream, yeah.
You could only go backwards. It was so funny, man. It was actually so funny.
It took us like an hour to get from Salerno to the coast. It was hilarious. Well, we need this car. It's like one of the very few occurrences that we're going to get a car. We need it.
We need this car in our lives.
Fucking Reliant robbing it, like all the way back to coast. We need some three-wheelers. I know, like, we've got, like...
Do you know what? A Reliant Robin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I saw at work the other day? I saw a Rugged Robin.
What's that?
So it's got one front wheel for turning at the front, but the two back wheels are not actually back wheels. They're, like, triangle... Triangle, like not really tracks, they're rubber ones that say a small JCB would have, like rubber tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny, like a Rugged Reliant Robin. He called it the Rugged Robin.
Is that like a standard thing, or is that...
No, it's not. Someone's updated that and they were trying to pitch it to the army back in the day. It's like a little really? Runaround. I think they got sincerely fucked off.
Yeah, like, if I lean on this, it falls over. So.
But the funniest thing about it was it's actually better than some of the other stuff they probably bought.
Oh, yeah. You should, if you're not in UK, I'm pretty sure Reliant Robin is like just a UK thing, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a lot better than, say, like some of the larder stuff that used to be produced in like East Germany and all that sort of shit. It comes across that esque sort of feel to it, you know, yeah. Like very like Russian block.
Yeah, it was built by a company in Tamworth in England. And if you don't know what it is, just Google Reliant Robin.
Reliant Robin, yeah.
It's a fucking dream of a car. It's beautiful.
You used to fucking just tip over. You went too fast, it just fucking tip. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I found one that's got like little tracks on it, but it's also got like, a massive like 50 BMG sentry gun attached to it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. I think that's it.
Wait, it says Rugged Robin as well.
Yeah, I think that might be the one then. Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Rodney. Sorry, I'm just reading shit about Reliant Robins now. I should probably stop.
just reading like shit, literally.
I'm gonna see if dude.
What?
There's a Reliant Robin mod for DayZ in the workshop.
Of course there is, man.
No,
it's not DayZ.
It's fucking Project Zomboid.
Oh no! That sucks.
I'm gonna search the DayZ workshop. One sec. Nah, there's nothing, dude. Right, modders.
Modders, get it all done. Monkey modders, remember monkey modders that we done?
No.
Yeah, for monkey modders, we used them for our dream runs. They used to knock up the mods really fast.
Oh, the mod monkeys.
Yeah, the mod monkeys, yeah.
When you say monkey modders, I was thinking like fucking Quadrophenia. Like...
Oh.
It's on their fucking Vespas with their 20 mirrors and Union Jack helmets.
You know, like, so these milestones are like progressions, okay? Like progressions in your DayZ sort of career and experience. See. So, like, your first kill, your yep. first double kill, as in when you know your first squad wipe. They are really memorable to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if you doesn't even have to be particularly that good, as in your first long-range sniper hit. Like me, I'm very terrible at long-range sniper hits. It's going to be a milestone if I hit someone over, like, 500 metres. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it will be a milestone for me. It might not necessarily be a milestone for, say, someone like you or Jake, but, like, for me... It's massively a milestone. But for you to be like in close quarters and have enough like to stay calm, that would be like a three-man squad like in close quarters. That would be a massive milestone for anybody.
Yeah, so yeah, you're definitely right. Some of these things are going to be different for different people and what they're good and not good at, I guess. But
yeah
I'm not really fussed about like the first kill is more important to me than the first double kill and the first squad wipe, because I don't remember my first double kill. I don't remember my first squad wipe either. They might matter to you, but for me, I don't give a shit. I've got my first kill in already. I had so many first kills way before I had my first squad wipe, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at that point, I'm just a fucking killing machine, man. You can't stop me.
Mean machine.
I don't remember my first time to Northwest Airfield.
I remember getting pissed off about the trees, saying how is this a fucking airfield? But
some things never change.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck. But yeah, no, I don't remember that. I just remember on my first kill, the Xbox controller slipped out my fucking hand, of how sweaty I was and how sweaty the whole game and stuff was. Like, I didn't want to go and loot the body. I was like, oh, fuck. I was just like so tense. I've just shot. Oh, my God, there's going to be people on me like fucking live fire. Do you know what I mean? It's mad.
I think I remember what at least one of my first times in Northwest Airfield. So I'd made it there as a solo, and I'd seen videos and streams and things like that, and watched loads of content on DayZ before, but never actually made it to Northwest Airfield. But I knew what it looked like and all that kind of stuff. And I remember getting to Sewing Factory. Do you remember? You know Sewing Factory, right? The big building where you can get right on the top of it. And I remember getting right on top, lying down on the roof, thinking that this is brilliant. No one's going to see me up here. I'm so high up. And, you know, you and I both know right now that if someone's up on that roof, A, people are looking up there, and B, you stand out like a sore thumb. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, and I'm doing what I think's the good play style of staying there, not moving a muscle and waiting to see something move. And I'm waiting there for about 10 minutes. Out of the blue, you are dead. I'm like,
yeah.
Lessons learned. Move on.
It is. It's massive, massive lessons learned. I remember when we were playing on, when we've done our first ever like massive base. Remember when we done it with that fucking geek? Oh, I have him on Facebook. Xbox.
Jake.
I have him on Facebook.
Drew.
Yeah. Drew, we done a massive base and it was that pub near, oh, was it? That pub medical building hunting cabins that's sort of near...
Oh, by Devil's Castle.
Near Devil's Castle, yeah. I don't know what that place is called.
Ramashka,
yeah. Ramashka. So yeah, that was our first, like, apart from just me and Andy and Mark's base, it was our big, like, massive community base that we built with somebody and some other people.
We walled off the whole area, didn't we?
Yeah, it was hard to control, but we enjoyed it. There was about 9-10 of us, because he had loads of other friends, remember?
Yeah. And we just made just fucking stashes everywhere, didn't we? We had bags full of, like, full kits.
Absolutely everywhere. And then it got to a point where no one could find any of their dry stuff, and the lag in the area was so bad that, in fact, us three, me, you and Mark, moved to far left of the map, you know, like Zavir. We went to Zavir area.
Yeah.
Made a base over there, and then Drew follows us because he was like, fuck, that place is dog shit.
Didn't you spend the day with Drew in a car and you were looking for a new base location, and that's where Drew took you?
Yeah, that's where Drew took us. Then we done loads of runs from that area to where we are with all our gear and a few tents and shit, and then we held it for ages. It was good.
Remember that, dude. That was good. They were good days. I think that's why we got into DayZ so much, because we had so much fun at the beginning. They were cracking adventures, man. And even to today's standard, the adventures that we had back then were wicked.
And do you know what? Actually, having them on Xbox first, we had a really good experience on Xbox. And it seems that not a lot of people actually do.
I think the people that... when you compare it to PC, though, I think that's where it goes wrong, right? So if you're comparing your gameplay or the graphics or whatever to PC, then I get it. But we didn't really do much like that, did we? Well, we watched like YouTube and Twitch, but really not as much as we did end up watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't that deep, but...
Yeah, no, it was fucking great. And just in general, like, we have, like, milestones for our podcast, do you know what I mean? So we had our 50th episode, you know, we're coming up to one of our biggest milestones. It's going to be our 100th episode coming up. That's going to be a massive milestone for us. Hello?
Yeah, I'm letting you talk. I'm wondering where it's going.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that's our massive milestone for us, and then we'll be announcing something big on that milestone, because it's going to be a big one for us, and hopefully it's going to be a big one for you guys.
I've got a big one for your mum.
Lovely. I was going to say the same thing.
Beat you.
Too fast. Quick draw.
I beat you just like your daddy did.
I have so many daddy issues.
We've got like milestones coming up, but let's, you know, DayZ.
DayZ milestone. Big ass milestone. So, when you go to your first heli crash and loot it, when it's been unlooted, that's big.
Do you remember how rare heli crashes used to be?
Oh, they used to be so rare.
So,
like, especially on Chinaris, especially on a massive map like Chinaris.
The way it used to work when we started playing it was when a server restarted, there'd be 3 heli crashes around the map somewhere, and it would only change when the server restarted.
Yes, yeah.
Now you've got them every fucking 10 minutes, it seems like.
Oh man, there's constant, and then now there's planes.
Are there? Oh, that's definitely mod.
Yeah, on certain servers. No, it's a mod. But then, like, you just, so many sounds in the air. Then there's actual helicopters in the air.
Yeah. I remember my first helicopter. I went on a search on stream, actually. I think I got some clips of it.
Oh, you were on an air... Didn't you go onto a server with an airfield and practice? Unlike one that just spawned loads of them.
Yeah, I did. There was a when expansion got first released, there was a server that literally just spawned helicopters so people could practice flying, which is a great idea. But I found one at Prison Island. So I went there. I think I'd seen someone find one there before. So I went there, found it, and it was all, it had all the bits in it, because back then there were no parts. They all just spawned with all the bits.
Yeah.
And flew it. And then as soon as I flew it over towards the, what is now the ski area. You know, the ski area, like on top left.
Yeah.
And there was another heli there. So I fucking landed to go get the new heli. Got into the new heli and then flew up and just like almost immediately crashed.
Return to sender.
Yeah. So I just ruined two perfectly good helis because I was being greedy. I just wanted to try out a different heli, but hey ho. But do you remember our first bunker experience?
Oh. Yeah.
That wasn't actually that long ago either. I think that was like last year.
Yeah, we done it very late. Like I wasn't really around for the big bunker hypes.
No. But, it was like towards the end of the last year, I remember. It was not long ago at all.
It's like on the mouse, like when people do their first like Lantia run, big milestone, big Lantia run. It's never really tickled my pickle. I just like to camp the spots that people need to go to, like Athena 1 and Athena 2.
You're one of those bastards.
I'm a bastard.
Fuck's sake.
Call me Dave the Bastard.
What is that from?
I don't know.
That is definitely
Dave the Bastard is in a film somewhere. Yeah.
That is from. Tell us where that's from, guys. Someone in Discord.
If you remember what it's from, it can't jag my memory. I don't watch unsavory cut programs like that.
You fucking liar.
But another milestone that I don't stop going on about is, remember when you come up with your, when you run into your first streamer.
Okay.
Right. And that was a big milestone for me. And Andy watched it on this guy's stream when I told him, I messaged him on Discord at the same time as I was playing. And Andy watched this guy's stream. And it was quite funny because we were in a tactical situation and I was just eating rice. And Andy's like, stop fucking eating. He's commenting on it. That was so funny. I was just like, I'm starving.
Sour or JLK?
No, it was sour. It was sour. And it was on Essica.
Fuck, man.
I ran into three streamers on Essica.
I ran into Minder once. I think I might have spoken about this before. So apologies if it's, if it's rehashed stories. But I think Dave's told that one about five times. So I'm just getting my own back.
Rehashed stories. Like, you know, I like to bring them up. They're milestones for me.
I was running through Essica as well, and it was on Karma Crew Essica, and I was starving. I had made it all the way to Essica City, and I found the fucking megaphone.
Oh, God.
So I was just like, look, I'm going to fucking die if I don't get some help, because I can't find food anywhere. So I got this megaphone, and I'm shouting through the megaphone, somebody help! I'm dying! I'm red food! I need help! Somebody help! I'm red dying! Whatever. I'm running around, and then this super geared guy comes out of nowhere, ends up being Minder. I was like, oh, hello, dude. And I'm shouting my megaphone. I haven't even spotted him because I'm such a fucking noob. And he's like maybe 100 meters away from me, got his hand up. And I'm screaming down this megaphone. And he's like, hello, mate, you need some food? And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm dying. I can't find it anywhere. He's like, here you go, take this can. But check these vehicles, they'll have loads of food. I was like, okay, all right, mate, cheers, thank you very much. Clocked instantly that it was Minder. But it took me back. Like, it was like, oh, fuck, what do I say? And
then you just got peanuts.
After he left, I went and checked all the cars that I'd just run past, and he was right. There was fucking tons of food in them. And when I went back after I'd stopped playing, I went back on his stream to have a look, and he was proper slagging me off. He was like, this fucking idiot screaming with a megaphone. What? Shut the fuck up.
So I'm actually gonna go, he hates megaphones.
I'm gonna
he
go give him some food to shut him up, he was saying.
from his OG days, he hates megaphones.
I mean, I can understand that. He was proper hot on them when he AG.
Yeah. So what other big milestones are there?
I think the last thing I can think of, the last target thing to achieve, is aside from like having or getting a kill from with all weapons or whatever, the last target thing that I can think to achieve would be to get an NBC suit and visit and loot the gas zones, which really, that isn't even that exciting, is it?
It is, but it, you know, some people just don't do it. Like me, I just bypass that stuff. Like, yeah, like I said to you, I've not been to Polovo in a long time. Is it Polovo? Yeah, Polovo, yeah, or yeah. Riffy.
Just I think we should have called this episode like achievements, unofficial achievements.
Unofficial achievements. Oh, the official unofficial achievements.
Officially the unofficial achievements list.
Yes.
Okay. Done.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, I used that line in the This Is Our Story.
Yeah. Oh, they're just mad, like, little ones. Like, your first time in a lot of things. Like your first time when you plant a landmine and sit and camp it and someone hits it. You're like, oh, this is really funny. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of milestone.
Do you think it's better now that where they don't instant kill?
Yeah, I think it's better. But someone got instant killed by a mine and that and it wasn't funny.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was funny. Yeah, I don't know, I have no idea what happened there, but you know, he says he was full health. I don't believe he was full health. He might not have even realised that he was chunked or something, but yeah, now it just like breaks your leg and fucks you up.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. It leads to more interactions, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, 100%. Like when, but then I'm just finding now that people are not allowing interactions, so like that opportunity has been arisen by the devs because they don't kill you off with a landmine now, but people are just ending you without messing around. Do you know what I mean?
PvPers are always going to double tap, man. I don't think we're going to get around that because they are there for the kill, right? They're not there for the interaction. They don't give a fuck. They're there to finish you off and take your loot. Sometimes they're not even there to take your loot. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That's annoying, but yeah, it is what it is. I wish that it didn't get double tapped as much. And I get what they tried to do with the Uncon system, but then people like Mike Doherty have introduced like their own kind of Uncon system or way back to, I think they took it back to like 1.5 the way it used to be there or something like that, where it's harder to get unconned, but the kill rate is still the same. Or so I can't really know how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you can uncon, if I uncon someone, I'll do my best to go and tie them up if I've got something. I'll even look through their inventory. The problem is with the uncon though, you get unconned for the maximum amount of time by Zeds. If you get unconned by like a shotgun, you're unconned for like 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds. If you're unconned by a Zed, it's like 35 seconds.
Yeah,
I think that definitely needs a rework. They'll have to sort that out. But hey ho, that is what it is. Hey, with Frostline, we're gonna have to revisit this episode and come up with some more achievements because we are not Namask players, but we're trying to be. come up with some more achievements.
But on Steam and on console, you have sort of achievements to go to. You have goals, like you have the achievements to fulfill. Do you know what I mean? Like to do.
Yeah.
So to try and knock all them out on official servers, that's got, you know, trying to get all them done. Some of them are mad as well, like handcuff 15 or 10 survivors or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's obviously ways of doing that with a friend, but hey ho, if you're into that, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Friendly!
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hi, guys. Video of the week. It's out here.
Hi, guys. Sal here. Video of the week.
Video of the week. One by not Sour. No. How I become DayZ's deadliest solo sniper. It was done by a new guy. This is his first ever win, so this is a milestone for him, obviously. K1.
Oh.
Not KY, K1. he has done one last long. How I Become Daisy's Deadliest Solo Sniper. I watched part of it the other day, and I thought, fucking hell, this is good. I thought it was really good. Like, never seen this guy before. It was just very good.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, you'll pop it in our Discord, right? And then I'll take it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
Has he got many videos? Other videos?
Let's have a quick gander. Just go on. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. K1 Daisy. K1 Daisy. K1 Daisy. K1 Daisy. Yeah. Oh, he does. He's got really smooth and British voice. He's got quite a few.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he gets 2K to 5K views, so he's working up there. He needs to be noticed. His stuff is amazing. So good.
Nice. Well, most of you have heard it here first.
Yeah.
Team up. Right.
Oh, you're going to have to do your thing.
I can't remember what it is.
Write it down.
Right, I'll tell you what. a moment of passion. No, we can't have moments of passion.
No.
Okay, what about... I've got something on the tip of my fucking tongue, bro.
The tip is what we're waiting for.
Yeah, all right. brace yourself and perch your lips. It's time for Andy's Just the Tips.
It's just our tips. Fucking hell.
Something like that. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That'll do. my tip is loosely related to your video of the week. It's haphazardly happenstance. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Basically, it's about a sniping thing. So the other week, we were sniping on... Dude, I can't even remember what the fucking map was. It was a map where... The map where I killed Fryer. That's sniping.
A beginning with an A. A lower?
Sure. I genuinely can't remember what it was
called. I don't know. Let me get on thingy and...
All right, while you do that, I'll talk about my tip.
Yeah.
And where I was camped up, and like Dave always says, I'm kind of like the Overwatchy guy, the snipery guy. See what's going on. And periodically, you'll see people. Now, what do you do when you see someone in the distance? If you're overwatching, you're usually overwatching on a long distance. You have to see someone and then gauge how far away they are to get your zero in, right?
A Toria? Yeah.
I don't even recall that name at all.
Yeah, it was a Toria, I believe.
Okay. So instead of waiting to see someone to gauge how far away they are, pick some landmarks and use your, what's it called? The rangefinder. Use your rangefinder before you find someone, because that way you already know how far away things are. So if you've stopped up for a sec, there's a rock over there. The bottom of the hill is this far away. The plain is this far away. The top of the hill is this far away. And the right to left extremes are this far away. In your head, you're going to have to try and remember what's what. Maybe if you're new to this, pick one or two, three places to begin with. I mean, I'm quite good at remembering about six different places and remembering how far away things are, because I'll group them. So I'll be like, the top of the hill and the plain are 400 away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll remember, right, those two are 400, those two are 300, those two are 500, for instance. So yeah, take your measurements when you're overwatching sniping. So that way, when you do find someone, you haven't then got a range, you know exactly what you need to range to, and Bub's your uncle.
Manage your aunt.
Would you like to buy this plant?
Not everything has got to be a rhyme in this area.
Hang on, but have you seen my ass? It's a little bit hairier.
No is the answer to that question. No, I have not seen your ass.
Oi, David's episode
83.
And you've got to go to the pub.
Yeah, I've got to go and socialise. But, like I want to say, just a little mini plug at the end, guys. Like, me and Andy will be streaming every now and then on our YouTube and Twitch platforms. Please pop past and say hello. Please check out June's This Is Our Story Community Spotlight. So keep an eye out on that. Check out for the link in the Discord and on the socials, Twitter, X, you know, sorting all that thing out. But once again, you've been great.
Hell yeah, you have. Thank you so much. And if you could think of any other achievements, maybe achievements that you'd like to see when they add Frostline, because that would be good. But on Xbox, whenever there was a DLC, they would add new achievements, like not just for DayZ. Well, obviously there haven't been for DayZ, but they would add new achievements for games when they added DLC. Hopefully, they'll do that here. I know it isn't really the same on Steam. You don't really get anything for it, but it's just something to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to do it one day, play official, but it's just so dodgy on PC to play official and come away with anything less than a death.
Yeah, it'd definitely leave your sanity behind, but
yeah.
Anyway, you guys have been brilliant. Thank you so much. Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like that. That's real good. I'll be blown.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.